So you know how I'm always like, oh my gosh, this could be like one of my favorite episodes. This one was really sad to me. I'm just going to put it out there because it showed me that there is no magic secret cure.
No.
There's not. When it comes to like diet.
What goes in.
Stays on if you ain't working it out.
Right.
Okay. So we're just going to get into this. Hey everyone, I'm Amber.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Art Beauty.
The real truth.
About the fake shit. Even when you don't want to hear the real truth.
Yeah, no. I please.
So.
I got a shelfie for you.
You do? Okay, tell me.
Kiehl's.
Oh, I love Kiehl's.
Summertime, right?
Summertime.
The travels.
Okay, so cheaper, better on the budget, travel size.
Any bag, any gym bag, any fanny pack, you name it, right? It's the creme de corpse line. So like the beautiful line. It's the oil to foam body wash followed up by the spray body oil.
Wait a minute. What is this? Dye. This is a spray body oil? So the creme de corps is like my favorite scent of all the Kiehl's stuff. Their whipped body butter.
Oh, that has a little bit of extra stuff in it. That's the best.
One of my girlfriends, so if you're listening to this Fizz, we call her Fizz. I don't know what deal she's got going on or what the heck, but she would always give me a jar like around Christmas time. I don't know where she was getting it from. Bloomies. I didn't ask. I was just Bloomies. Like, thank you. Gimme.
Bloomies has the best holiday buys of Kiehl's.
So good. But I love the way it smells.
It's a Let's spray.
See. Oh, and so does this, you know what's nice about this?
Remember I told you the trick about a spray bottle, right? Your product will last 10 times longer with any spray nozzle.
Oh, it smells so good. And let's see. Okay, so I'm wearing a white t-shirt. So we're going to give it like a minute to see how quickly it seeps into the skin. Because with oils, I always get nervous.
It's pretty quick.
It's very quick. You know what's nice too? It leaves a little bit of that sheen. So if you're going outside, like if you're going to the beach, you're going to have, well, if you're going to the beach, you should wear sunscreen. I'm going to take that back. But if you're just walking around the city, you're going to look like dewy and gorge.
Or if you need to get ready and like look hot right before Tom comes home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And smell good and be soft to the touch. All right. I love it. Thank you, Kiehl's. My shelfie this week is also, I would say, like a mid-luxury buy. You know Dior, obviously. I love Dior. Their lip glow. So they have, I realized like we did that thing with Hourglass Cosmetics when they sponsored us and gave us that beautiful red lipstick. I love a red. For me, wearing lipstick is like I have to be in the mood, right time, right place because I bite my lips a lot. I lick my lips. So for me, I got to keep it nude. You rarely see me in lipstick.
Yeah, no, you're like a five-year-old.
I know. I've got 85 different lip glosses everywhere. So Dior Show, beautiful package. Is it Dior Show? No, Dior Lip Glow. It's like a lip gloss, but it changes. It gives like a hint of color changing on your body chemistry.
Ooh, like a mood ring.
It's like a mood ring for your lips, but it's moisturizing. It's gorgeous. I love pulling it out. It lets me feel like I'm doing something like a little bit fancy. And it's like the perfect pink color. And I think it was like only like $35. So an affordable luxury.
Love. Yeah. I mean, that's a summer glow up.
It's a great because you can take it to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear it out at night.
Yeah. Does it fit in like a little compact purse or is it big?
No, it's tiny. It's like a lipstick size.
Yeah, but sometimes Dior be like, you know.
Oh, so like obnoxious. So giant packaging. Sorry, I'm just like ripping it out. Let's see. Do I have it here? Yeah. It's the lip glow. Isn't it cute?
Very. Will you put it on?
Okay, yeah. Color Reviver Balm.
I mean, I've looked at you with like nothing on your lips all day. God damn it.
It has that like, you know how some lip glosses, she says as she's putting it on, it's like a vanilla-y, minty taste, but it's like in like a good way. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so this is color 001. So
look
it's
at me.
Like,
oh yeah, it's pretty. It's very light, but you have something on.
Something on, and it will...
It'll be gone for you in 12
30
minutes.
Seconds.
Yeah.
But it's pretty.
It is.
So that's my shelfie. Thanks, Dior.
Very cute.
Okay, so now that we've handled all this goodness, I feel like I unfairly set up this segment, but I don't know. I guess I was just hoping with all of like the diet and all of like the fad stuff that's out there that there was some magical cure because we have a nutritionist on today and you know people who have used her.
She's oh yeah.
the 6-week program and people have lost like 30 pounds.
Oh yeah. I've seen full transformations from this woman. So she's like a secret gem in the finance world.
Yeah. So her methodology works and I love it because she was like talking about eating out, but I guess I was expecting her to be like, you can eat raw cookie dough and still be okay. And
no.
I know. But after our M-Sculpt success, I was like, oh my God, what have you figured out? What is the magic food that I can eat? Like if I eat cayenne and I'm just going to burn, then I can eat cookies all day? No, that's not the case. But
no.
She had some really good practical tips for how to handle like all of these summer events that we go to.
Which is huge because like working your butt off to get your summer body and then having to keep it is like a whole other ball game, and it's so much pressure.
Oh my God. And can I tell you, I mean, the M sculpt, like we've got to do more follow-ups on that, but mm-hmm. Are you loving?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great.
Great. And like, it really got me psyched for the gym again.
Yeah, it's a huge boost.
So now that I'm in the gym, I will say, when I was doing all the IVF and gaining that weight, like some of it was hormonal, but some of it was just because I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm poking myself with 8,000 needles a day. I'm going to eat this extra cookie. But let me tell you, it is so hard to get that weight off.
It is.
And now that I'm like in the process of trying to get it off, I think I'm really going to think twice again about eating that cookie or that. All of that goodness and delicious.
We did take away a few great tips. So when you need to cheat, how to cheat, when to cheat. Yeah, I'm excited. There were some great takeaways.
So we're going to let Carly get right into that. But wait, before we do, everybody, happy 4th of July. It's great to be an American.
Happy 4th.
Yeah. Do you have any plans?
You know, easy breezy.
Easy breezy.
Easy breezy. Eat, pool, nap,
mm-hmm.
Walk the dogs.
I'm going to Canada.
I mean, living your best life.
You know, and Tom was like, isn't that so anti-American? And I was like, babe, no. It's a celebration of everything that being American is, which is the ability to get into any country.
Well put, sister. Well put.
Celebrating my American rights and privilege.
By going to
checking
Canada.
Out our neighbor up north.
Aww.
Okay, so before we get into our show today, I want to talk to you about this week's sponsor. So you guys know I'm a huge fan of all things subscription. I get clothing on subscription. I get jewelry on subscription. And now after finding out about Lola, I get my tampons too. Now before you're thinking, oh my goodness, she's gone totally off the deep end, I want to talk to you about what Lola is. They're a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and now all-natural cleansing wipes. So here's something that I didn't know before I discovered Lola. The FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, which means that most of them don't. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. They're 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, no fragrances, no synthetics or dyes. And they make your month a little bit easier because their subscription is fully customizable. So you can choose your mix of products, absorbencies, the number of boxes you want, and the frequency of delivery all online. It couldn't be easier. And their subscription is super flexible. So you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at anytime, so easy to do online. What you're going to do is go to mylola.com, choose either a combination of organic tampons, pads, liners, or wipes, and then you're going to build your box of 18 tampons or 12 pads. You can mix them in all different types of absorbencies, and you can decide how many boxes you'd want delivered to your door and the frequency. You can cancel, skip an order, or even modify your subscription anytime. It couldn't be easier. And right now, they're offering Art Beauty listeners 40% off all subscriptions. All you need to do is visit mylola.com and enter the promo code AB when you subscribe. It really couldn't be easier. Okay, so now that we've got that covered, let's get on with this week's show. Our food came? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pizza and salad.
So yummy.
So yummy. Can't wait to eat.
So embarrassed.
But while we have the nutritionist.
Please don't be embarrassed. I'll, even explain, if you want, how to eat pizza and lose weight. Or at least sustain your weight, not gain weight. That's even more important.
While you eat pizza?
Yes. While we're eating pizza, in case you are wondering at home who this magical woman is that you're hearing who's going to let us eat carbs, we've got Carly Fagan here. She's a clinical nutritionist, certified herbalist, a specialist in weight loss and weight management. Thank you so much for being here, Carly. How is it even possible to eat pizza and not blow up?
That's a great question. Most people think that, you know, pizza is a forbidden food, which in many cases it is. However, there are some strategies that, well, you may not actually lose weight eating pizza, but one way of making it healthier and eating it to sustain your weight would be to, first tip I'd recommend is have it at lunch rather than at dinner, because you'll burn off the calories. Secondly, and this is a really kind of a hidden gem of a tip, have a salad at the same meal as you have your pizza. And mechanically, you'll get rid of the pizza a lot faster and it won't lay there and you will lose, you will not gain weight.
Wait a minute. Is it because if the salad will only make you eat one slice of pizza?
It's because the salad has fiber.
And it pushes it through.
And it actually pushes it through a lot faster. If you have two slices of pizza, one slice of pizza or three, without the salad, it's going to lay there. It takes a lot longer to digest and then a lot longer to metabolize.
Oh, my goodness.
Huge tip.
It's so crazy because I feel like we didn't have this access to nutritional information when I was growing up. And now that I see calorie counts on things, it's no wonder that I'm always fighting with my weight, because I think a lot of the choices that I make that seem healthy, i.e. a salad with chicken, can have more calories sometimes than like the steak and potatoes that my husband's eating.
Yes.
That is true. It can. And, you know, some of the hidden calories lie in, you know, the salad dressing. Yep. or you know, how the chicken is cooked. If it's cooked in a lot of oil, if it's cooked in butter, if it's cooked in sauce and marinades can add and tack on a lot of calories. And sometimes there's cheese in those salads as well.
Amen. Who doesn't want to?
Everything's better with cheddar.
So good. So, Carly, we are like in the middle of summer. We are in bikini season, bathing suit season, hitting the beach, wanting to look our best. There's also all of these parties. It seems like everybody always wants you to go out for a drink. How do we manage this summer season and still maintain our weight?
Well, one of the things that I tell my clients to do is they can certainly have those nights out where they're indulging a little bit, drinking a little bit, as long as they understand that the next night or the following night, they do something to compensate. Whereas give yourself the indulgence, let yourself have it, but also have a non-indulgent dinner the next night. So maybe have a light dinner. That's what I tell my clients. Have a light, super light dinner. Like, I don't know, have an omelet for dinner with some, you know, high fiber bread, and that's it. And don't have anything else. Have a good, healthy day. If you're not going to a party, compensate that way.
Okay. So are you one day on, one day off?
Well, you can actually get away with indulging one day on and one day off.
Because you're like, okay, just indulge one night and then the next day do something better. But I feel like the way that I indulge, it should probably be like a 1-6 sort of a thing.
Well, the idea
one on, six off.
The idea is to have, you know, enough nights where you do these like recovery meals, which is what I like to call them, because you're recovering from the weight gain from the day before. So one of the things I recommend is if you're having an indulgent meal or an indulgent night with some alcohol and you're out for, you know, drinks with your friends, take the next night to do a recovery meal. And then if you're out again, indulging again, have a recovery meal the following night. Or if you're out two nights in a row, then have two recovery dinners two nights in a row. So there are certain things you can do to compensate for the indulgences, as long as you do have those nights where maybe you're not out with friends and you can kind of chill.
But I feel like that can be harder and harder to do for some people. So when we're at the party let's say we're at a barbecue in the afternoon, what are the best choices to make at that summer barbecue?
Well, the best choices are always consist of protein, whether it's, you know, the chicken or the shrimp cocktail or the, you know, sushi. Remember that, like, you know, 65% of your plate or calories should consist of protein, and then fill up a little bit on the carbs. So the rest of the plate, you can have your pasta or your potato or your chips or whatever else is there that may not be super healthy.
Oh my gosh, I love this. But now we all know plate sizes come in many different sizes. So is there, I once heard that like the protein should be the size of your fist. Is that right? Because that's like 25% of, that's like probably 15% of my plates.
I would say it has nothing to do with the size of the plate, but more about the ratio of protein to carbs to fat.
So you can stay fuller longer with more protein.
Absolutely, because protein is an appetite suppressant. So it does actually satiate before any other kind of food.
Okay. So now what about the alcohol part of this? Are there certain beverages that we should not be drinking or, you know, that we can make smarter choices when it comes to booze?
Yes. With alcohol, I always recommend clear alcohol. So what does clear alcohol consist of? The vodka, tequila, gin, things of that sort, without adding anything sugary to it, because alcohol in and of itself turns to something called acetaldehyde, which is a sugar. And no matter what the alcohol may taste like or look like, it does convert to sugar. But if it's clear alcohol, it will not trigger a blood sugar spike in the same way that wine will or beer will or Prosecco will.
Okay, so moving on, when we are going to the beach, mm-hmm. what are some good things that we can pack in our, you know, cooler for the day to take along with us, healthy options?
I find raw vegetables with some cheese is fantastic. And, you know, pack nuts, pack great snacks. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to have like processed turkey, you know, you want to get the lowest sodium possible, pack hummus. Pack things that are easy, like finger foods, but that don't pack on the calories. So, you know, those are the things that don't have as many calories.
And now how about travel? Because in the summer, Brian, like you're going on many trips with the kids and
like, as are you.
I'm going to be on planes. And I know that it's like always, number one, it's a pain in the butt to bring your own stuff. So let's not go in like pack my vegetables. That ain't happening. I don't have any other room to squeeze anything else into my carry-on. So when I get to the airport and I'm faced with these terrible food options, where do I go?
I mean, if you can get a salad, you get a salad. If you can't get a salad, then you get some sort of protein dish. You stay away from pasta. You stay away from anything that's, you know, just carbohydrates. And at airports these days, you can find pretty much healthier options.
What about like at like that Hudson News?
Okay, so at like the newsstands and places like that, you know, you find, you know, look for like a snack bar, look for like a Kind bar, look for bars that have a lot less sugar in them. There are certain Kind bars now that are made with 5 grams of sugar. I mean, I'm not brand loyal, but they happen to do a bar with nuts, with glaze on it, and sometimes chocolate that's really yummy. And there's only 5 grams of sugar in many of those options. Go for the nuts. Those mm-hmm. are really healthy snacks. You know, if they happen to have like whole wheat pretzels or something, go mm-hmm. for those.
When I'm like gone myself, starving, and I reach for like the hard-boiled eggs in a plastic box. And I like try and do the, I'll take a like,
no yolk. Wonder you get food poisoning all the time.
Thanks. So like, and I'll try to take the yolk out of one because I don't know why. I just think that that's a good idea. Fool. Are those like not that good for you?
I mean, they're fine if they've been preserved well enough. If they're, you know, you don't know how long they've been refrigerated or if how they're, you know, what they're handling. Yeah, of the eggs are, and well, not only who cooked them, but were they kept refrigerated for the entire time that, you know, they're there? Or did someone, like, you know, drop them on the floor, you know, in the package and the package sat on the floor and then they put them in the refrigerator a minute before you got there?
Then wait a minute. Also, Ryan, are you the guy who gets on a plane and opens up a hard-boiled egg? Okay, no, just checking in.
I will eat that
in the corner by the trash can, standing up.
Good.
In that's, like, two bites.
That's amazing.
Almost as if I was going in the corner to fart, but yeah, you know, no but one's going to
I'm just woofing down. Listen, I, you know, actually, no shame. This morning, I was in such a rush. I went to Starbucks and got those egg white sous vide bites, but literally was going in to get my hair blown out and was like, I just have to, like, shovel this thing into my mouth. They were looking at me horrified, but we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, no. I mean, no shame, no game. Can you co-sign one of your tips for me that I think I remember correctly? You said if you're going to choose to have a drink at night, don't drink more than two. And skip your carb if you're going to have a cocktail if it's past seven with your dinner.
Okay. So if you're having it depends what you're drinking. So the rule of thumb is if you're drinking wine, like a glass of wine equates to having no fruit in your diet the following day. Ooh. And then you will stabilize your weight. You won't necessarily lose because your weight will go up the night you drink the wine.
One glass. You're talking about one glass.
For each glass of wine, you remove fruit the following day and you will kind of stabilize your weight. You won't gain, you won't lose. If you have a glass of wine on Tuesday and you have fruit in your diet on Wednesday, your weight will be up. If you have a drink, a clear drink that has no sugar in it, I recommend just don't have a snack that day. So have your three meals and have your clear drink, and that's fine.
Oh, okay. So we're just balancing options. Carly, thank you so much for spending time with us. If people want to invest in this Head to Health program, how do they find you?
Well, you can go to my website, which is www.headtohealth.com.
And can we ask, what does a six-week program cost?
So the six-week program for brand new clients costs $950, and that covers you for your full 6 weeks, no additional charges, no hidden costs, except, you know, you buy your groceries as you normally would. And that covers you for everything. It covers you for all of your meal plans, all of your sessions with me, communication with me in between. Everything is included.
Amazing.
I love it. All of the support that we need to keep ourselves fit and fabulous this summer. Thank you so much for being here. If you guys have questions for Carly, you can always write to us, hello@artbeautypodcast.com, and we will send them on over. And of course, if you just want to find us, if you want to hang out with us, we are on Facebook and Instagram at Art Beauty Podcast. Ryan, you want to take us out of here?
We're going to see you next Tuesday.
Bye.